Hello, and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. 9 high school students from Columbia, Jefferson City, Boonville, and Osage Beach competed in this year's Central Missouri Regional Poetry Out Loud competition at the Daniel Boone Regional Library last week. KBIA's Hope Kerwin talked with the students, their teachers, and parents about why this competition is more than just reciting a verse.
I tell you, hopeless grief is passionless.
Shakira Cross from Hickman High School recites the poem Grief by Elizabeth Barrett Browning as she gestures freely with her hands and arms.
The midnight air beat upward to God's throne and loud access of shrieking and reproach.
Her words flow smoothly and expressively with perfectly timed pauses and calculated emphasis.
I love hearing poetry, and I write my own poetry as well. So I thought it'd just be different if I recited someone else's poetry.
Poetry Out Loud started as a national competition in 2006. High schools host their own competitions, then the winners move on to regionals, state, and finally a national competition at the end of April in Washington, D.C. The program was started to encourage students to study poetry, as well as practice public speaking and build self-confidence.
We'd watched friends driven to betray, felt that love drained away some self.
Rachel Briner is a senior from Columbia Independent School and one of the competitors. She says many of her peers struggle with public speaking.
It's good to be able to get a taste of public speaking. You're going to have to do that in college. You're going to have to do that in your job, whether it's just speaking to somebody or whether it's getting up and giving a presentation. So performing poetry is a good opportunity to at least try that out and to get that practice in.
And her mother, Jennifer Briner, agrees. She says she supports Rachel's participation in the competition because it helps her daughter build self-confidence.
Well, something that's really important for our family is that our kids feel comfortable in their skin and that they can present themselves well. And I think this is a great place, an opportunity for her to carry herself in all situations with a variety of people and atmospheres.
Sarah Dresser, regional coordinator for the competition, says Poetry Out Loud also provides teachers with another opportunity to incorporate poetry into their curriculum.
So they get an opportunity to explore a lot of what they might connect with poetry. And also there's the element of performance and memorization and getting up there and reciting it. So not just studying the poems, but being able to recite and perform them from memory, kind of in the original intent in which poems are meant to be experienced.
We walk under the green linden trees of the park.
Reciting Novel by Arthur Rimbaud, along with two other poems, Neil Cathro from Rockbridge High School won the Central Regional Competition.
I did not think I would win. Everyone else was so good. You know, it was just really cool to win.
Cathro says he's excited to move on to the state competition in March. I'm Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.